is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People gathered at the state capitol Tuesday in support of Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, including the CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Lindell has been a big financial supporter of Peters throughout her legal troubles. His visit on Tuesday included a fundraiser for Peters' Secretary of State campaign and a rally at the state capitol where Peters asked supporters for help.
Everybody has a part to play in this. Everyone has a calling. You were born for such a time as this.
Clerk Peters has been indicted on 10 counts for misconduct and related to tampering with election equipment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Union organizers picketed outside a statewide cannabis chain yesterday after three employees said they were fired earlier this week for union organizing efforts. Ethan Haley says workers at Green Dragon's Denver Grow House began organizing more than a year ago.
A lot of the working conditions here are pretty bad. They don't care too much about like mold or the breathing quality of the air.
Green Dragon workers will vote on whether to unionize later this month. The number of homes for sale in Metro Denver rose last month in what may be a signal that the housing market is starting to turn. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
The inventory of homes on the market jumped 80% in March, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Buyers have been forced into bidding wars amid a scant supply of homes for sale since the start of the pandemic. The recent increase in inventory coincides with rising mortgage rates, which may be slowing some buyers. But prices are still going up, even with the increased supply. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver City Park has announced its lineup for this year's Summer Jazz Series. The Sunday night concerts begin June 5th with a tribute to Ron Miles, the Denver musician and composer who died last month. It's going to be windy again across the metro area and along the Front Range. There are fire danger red flag warnings in effect today around Denver and Colorado Springs, and it's going to get warmer toward the weekend. This is CPR News.